We are 17 lines down from the top on Lamed Amid Beis. Again, we've been discussing exceptions for the halacha of Gilui, or for the idea about Gilui, and now the Gemara focuses on the types of venom which is spit into or by snakes. Amar of Safra, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Duroma, Shlosha Mini Arasein. There are three different types of poison from snakes. Shalbachor Shokea, the ones from a young snake go down to the bottom. Shalbenoni Mifafea, the middle-aged snakes kind of floats in the middle. Shalzakein Saf, but the older snakes, their venom floats on top, which implies the idea being that a young snake, their venom is so thick, so heavy, that it goes down to the bottom. And the older ones, they're weaker, so it goes to the top. So the Gemara asks, Lameimer, the Kama, the Kashish, Kachosh Chela, you're telling me that the older the snake, it becomes weaker? Vatanya, Shlosha, Kolzman, Shemaz, Kinim, Givura, Mitosefes, Ben. There were three types of animals that the older they get, the stronger they get. Elohein, Dag, Nachash, Vechazir, a pig, fish, and a snake. So you see, a snake gets stronger. Why are you telling me that the venom goes to the top? Answer is the Gemara, Koach of Sufihut Kamosif. No, the strength stays. It gets stronger as it ages. However, Zahire Kalish, but their venom gets weaker. Their venom has nothing to do with their strength. Shalbachar Shokea. So he said now a minute ago that the young snake's venom floats or drops to the bottom of the barrel. The Mai Halachasa, what halachic ramification does this have? Well, the Tanya, it's based on the following scenario. You'll see how it comes into play. Chavish and his gala, a barrel which was left uncovered, off of Ishashasu Mimena Tisha, even if nine people drank from it. The Lo Meisu, they didn't die, which seems to indicate that there is no poison. Lo Yishta Mimena Siri, the tenth person shouldn't drink from it. Why? Because again, if it comes from a snake, which was a bachur, it dropped all the way to the bottom, and now the tenth person will be drinking from the poison. In fact, there was a story where nine people drank from the barrel and didn't die. The Shasa Siri, and the tenth person drank umes and he died. That is an example of a bachor, of a young snake whose venom goes to the bottom. And therefore, as Rashi explains, that from Rav Safra, you see that you can't be the first person to drink from the barrel of wine, because maybe the snake that put the venom in was older. You can't drink from the middle of the wine, because maybe the snake that put the venom in was middle-aged. And you can't drink from the bottom, because again, this snake that might have been a young one. V'chein, similarly, continues the Gemara, Avatiach Sheniz Galsa, a watermelon which was left revealed overnight, even if nine people ate from the watermelon and nothing happened, the tenth one shouldn't eat from it. In fact, the story happened where nine people ate from the watermelon and no one died, but then the tenth one ate and died. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zeu Shokea. Again, another example of Shokea, because it could have been that the venom was from a young snake. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Maim, again, more focus on Gilui. Maim Sheniz Galu Hareze Lo Yishbachim Birshus Arabim. If you have water which was left over, and there's a concern that maybe the venom was put into it by the snake, you shouldn't just throw out the water. How do you discard it? You shouldn't just throw it into Rishus Arabim. Velo Yarbitz Behenes Abayis, you shouldn't use it to clean the house. You shouldn't use it to mix in with concrete. You shouldn't use it to give it to your animals or your friends' animals. And you shouldn't use it to wash your face and your hands and your feet. However, others say, Makom Shiyesh Sirta Asur Ain Sirta Mutter. Others say that in a place where there are crevices on your body, it's prohibited. But if there's an area on your body where there aren't any crevices, then you would be allowed to. Because again, the concern here, if you have this water which was revealed and it has the venom of a snake, you put it in Rishus HaRabim, someone might walk on it, Rashi says, without barefoot, and will cause them to get poison in their body. If you use it to clean your house, same thing. Feed it to your animals, same problem. But if you put it on your body, some say if it's on your body where there are no crevices, it's just a flat surface, then there's nothing to be concerned about. Gemara says, "Achirim hainu taina kama." What's the difference between these two opinions? Essentially, the concern from the first opinion is that you shouldn't use the water to wash your hands, face, and feet. Those are all places that have crevices, which would get into your body. So, Iki Benayi, the Gemara answers that there's a difference between them. Gav hayad v'gav haregel. We're talking about the back of the hand or the back of the feet or the cheekbones, which are flat and there aren't any crevices. That would be the difference between them. But nevertheless, the most appropriate way to discard of this type of drink is to put it in a place where nobody could come in contact with it. Amar Mar, we said previously, lo yashke mehem lo behemto v'lo behemes chavero, that you shouldn't feed this mayim gilui to your animal or your friend's animal. V'hatanya, but we learn in a brisa, aval mashkeil behemes atzmo, you are allowed to give it liquid to behemes atzmo, you're allowed to give it to your own animal to drink. So how can you say before you can't give it to your animal to drink? Now you say we do have it. You can give it to your animal to drink. Well, which one is it? Yes or no? Kitanya hilishin reno. When the Brisa said you can use mayim gilui to your animal, it didn't mean any animal. It meant your cat. Why cat? Rashi says cats are impervious to the venom of a snake. Yihachi dechari nami. Well, then why can't you give it to your friend's snake? I mean, your friend's cat. The chavri kachish. Well, it weakens your friend's cat. I mean, even though the cat won't be affected, it's still going to be somewhat weakened. Well, the dinami kachish, your cat is also going to be weakened, so why would it be okay to give it to your cat? Hadar bari, yeah, but your cat will recover. So the chavri nami hadar bari, well, your friend's cat is going to recover as well. So Gemara answers, you know why you can't give it to your friend's cat? Zimnin deboy lezvuna umafsil humine. He might... Your friend's cat might be your friend might be putting his cat on the market to sell it to someone else, and if you give him to drink from this liquid, and that's exactly the time when you're going to sell it, the value of the cat is going to go down because the cat's a little weaker than usual. Therefore, you shouldn't give it the mayim gilui to the cat, even though there's no concern about his death, because again, it might affect his value on the market. So these are all different discussions about gilui, about the halacha concept of the sakana of gilui, and as we said before, the halacha doesn't really apply in any longer, but we're still trying to be makbid to not leave any items uncovered, any liquids certainly uncovered.